We are back with our final look at David Bowie. The Bowie phenomenon went through many phases through the decades. He worked with famed producer Brian Eno, who brought in King Crimson's Robert Fripp to play on the very experimental Heroes in 1977. In 1980, David Bowie brought back the Major Tom figure in a reprise song called Ashes to Ashes. This song made it to number one and revisited the mystique of the early David Bowie work. This song is brilliant in its imagery and its musicality.
Love. synthesis, and I ain't got no money, and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick, but the planet is glowing. Ashes to ash and fuck to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high.
All right, let's move on to David Bowie's work with famed chic creator Nile Rodgers and Let's Dance. This was a song that started off as a song that Bowie strummed on his acoustic 12-string guitar to Rodgers. Nile then picked up his guitar and started to funkify it, and one of the biggest dance hits of the 1980s was born. It was written and sung by a white man. We would see and hear artists like Mick Jagger and Rod Stewart try to, but not quite live up to this particular track.
We'll be right back.
Rodgers heard another Bowie song on that same acoustic guitar called China Girl. Nile Rodgers deserves a lot of credit for creating the landscape of these two later Bowie classics. Rodgers came up with that Chinese guitar hook at the top of the song, and they were off and running once again with a huge hit.
Everything you are, you know. get excited. My little China girl says, oh baby, just you shut your...
We end our look at David Bowie with the last of the Nile Rodgers produced smash hits, Modern Love, a song that Bowie insists was inspired by Little Richard. This song reached number 2 in the United Kingdom and number 14 in the USA. In closing, I would also want to note that David Bowie is an accomplished actor, having appeared in films like The Man Who Fell to Earth, The Hunger, and on stage in The Elephant Man. That does it for this edition of Best of the Best. Be sure to check out Mark Platt's Digital Pop Music ebook series on iTunes and all available outlets. This classic rock series includes The Beatles, Stones, Kinks, and The Who, along with R&B, disco, power pop, girl groups, classic pop, classic rock, and of course, the millennials. We'll catch you next time on Best of the Best.